I have to be very gentle with this before it crashes again.
This is the first time I've never sent a herf ping for a fireside so hard it crashed Mumble. I'm a little proud of that with the doomsday prepper shit. That's good. We have a shitload of work to do, and there's going to be some move ops in a couple hours from now to prepare for the defense of 1DQ1. That is what we're going to be talking about today at great length. There is a bunch of work to do, not only from the top down, but also from an individual level. We are going to tell you what to do. There will be a checklist, and there will be a lot of work, because shit is about to be extraordinarily real. We are going to win the war by successfully defending our capital, or we will lose it by having it burnt down. And now all the work we're going to be talking about today is prep for that, what that looks like, what to expect, what we need you to do, how you're going to do it. Don't worry, we'll give you specific directions. But I'm going to get into this in a little bit once things stabilize and people realize that the fireside is working and the Mumble is getting back and blah, blah, blah. But that's a little quick preview. When we're talking about move ops, that's going to be for making sure that capital ships are able to get into the Theta Star. Not all capital ships, we're talking carriers and supers, because some people still have them in the Imperial Palace. And we do not want anybody to be warping between Keepstars and 1DQ1 on their own, because you will probably die like an idiot. So we are going to hold your hand and make sure that you get in the right place at the right time, such that we can murder these guys. All right, I'm going to send another ping to let people know that the fireside is back up and working, and that people can try to get back on.
Hey, everybody. Meanwhile, I'd like to make one comment. There's some hostiles jumping into 1DQ, but I don't think it's worth interrupting the fireside for. So I'm going to put up a fleet on Mr. V, Ferox fleet. If you're logged in, please join the Ferox fleet. And if the hostiles actually make a serious move, then I'll just fleet warp us to them, and you can shoot them by distance while listening to the fireside.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, so the Ferox fleet's up on Mr. V. For now, we're staying in this channel, okay? So you can join the fleet, and if they do anything serious, we're probably going to have to choose an optional, but for now, you can just be in here.
All right, with everything being slightly delayed and that going on, I'm going to give it another minute or two before I herf the burps. What we're going to be going over.
If you're a Ferox fleet ship, you can already undock. Just park yourself on the undock of the Keepstar, and they're probably going to reapproach and jump out when we do that.
And just for people who are joining late or confused about the Doomsday Prep stuff, there is no immediate crisis or emergency. However, preparation wins wars, and we need to shake the dust off after all the M2 stuff. So we have a shitload of work to do to make sure that 1DQ1 is as hard as it can possibly be. And we're going to be going over that today, because it is critically important, and there is a lot of work to do. I have now sent that second ping. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get started. So here's the deal. The war is now at the point where it's fuck or walk time very soon. The enemy is either going to be purging 1DQ1 and we're going to lose all of our shit, or we are going to stop them from purging 1DQ1 and then we will win. That is what it is. There are very few opportunities in EVE Online when you know that the enemy is going to have to attack a certain point at a certain time. In 1DQ1, our iHub is set to US time zone. It has a very small window of attack. There is also the rest of the 1DQ1 constellation, so we are not talking about only defending 1DQ1, but this entire territory. We have seen, yes, legacy shit is burning down, yes, stuff is burning down in Delve. Inside of the next week or two, the enemy is going to have to come at us or fuck off, right? And so, instead of just sitting on our asses and waiting for that to happen, we are going to dig in and start doing a shitload of work to make absolutely certain that we have prepared as best as we can. This is very important, because in the case of many of us who have been sort of twiddling or taking breaks or making sure that we're not having burnout issues during the last couple of weeks, the situation after M2 is that many of you have not really optimized your capital ships. I'm worried that we have carriers that don't have their fighter loadouts set up. One of the particular concerns I'm hearing from our fleet commanders is that people have dreadnoughts, but they do not have all three types of turrets with their dreadnoughts. So, hey, we need long-range dreads, but you only have haw guns. Congratulations, you are useless. So what we are going to be doing here is going through a whole bunch of shit and doing a bunch of work in the next several days to make absolutely certain that we have all the ships that we need in the right places at the right time, in the correct keep starts, with the right doctrines, with the right fittings, and then even more than that, in our hangars ready to rock, because this is going to be some of the biggest tie-dye fuckfest mega battles in the history of EVE Online, and it is critically important that we have max dudes max ships and that we are prepared, right? That we have actually done our homework instead of just waiting for the fire alarm to go off and go, oh, gee, they're hitting 1DQ1. We need to dig in, and everybody down to the humblest little bee needs to make absolutely fucking certain that their shit is correct and do more. So what are we going to do? If you have the ability to get more doctrine ships, like if you're sitting on a few billion ISK and you're not hurting, instead of having one or two doctrine ships ready to rock in 1DQ1, we want you to start going deep. The main ones that we're going to be using for 1DQ1 defense will be battleships on the subcap level, so Baltex and Rocks. We can't really pick a division on that. But if you happen to have battleships and you've got one or two Baltex and you're like, wow, I have some ISK, we want you to get more. We don't want in one of these tie-dye fuckfest battles to be a situation where people are buying things off the market or going, oh shit, I only had this one ship. We know the enemy is going to be attacking 1DQ1. They have told their members they're going to be attacking 1DQ1. Pretty soon, they're going to have to, and we will be ready. So what does that look like? One of the biggest issues that we have, and this is going to, we're going to be talking about carriers and dreadnoughts first. Carriers and supers need to be in the Theta Star. They do not need to be in the Imperial Palace. We are going to do move ops in 2 hours. So after the meta show, there's going to be a move op where you will join up and we'll have ample opportunity to make sure that your shit is correct. You need to double check that your fits are correct on the doctrines, right? This is a capstorm thing. We're going to try to make that easier for you in the next couple of days, but we want you to do this now. We are developing a tool that will allow you to check to see whether your doctrine is correct. Copy and paste it into a thing and it'll tell you whether it's right. But just look at the fucking capstorm fittings for now and make sure your shit is correct. We particularly need the people that are using carriers and supers to make sure that your fighters are restocked and that they're actually the correct fighters for what we need. We used a ton of fighters in M2, and they were incredibly effective. But essentially, we haven't had a come-to-Jesus conversation post M2 where we're like, okay, dust the fucking things off, make sure you have all of the ammo for your guns, make sure that instead of having one battleship, if you can afford it, you have five. If you have five, have 10. We know the enemy is going to hit us. We know roughly when they have to hit us because it's a vulnerability window. We know it's going to be in this area right around where we're staged. So let's do the fucking work. So that's carriers and supers. Make sure your fits are correct. Make sure your fighters are correct. Do not move between keep stars on your own because you're probably going to die like an idiot. Our enemies have been sensibly looking for idiots who are warping capital ships around 1DQ1 on their own and catching them. So that's why we're going to be doing move ops for this stuff. And we're going to try to handhold people to make sure that even if you are sort of clueless or lost or don't know what's going on, we need everybody here. Because this is a scenario where we know this battle is going to happen, and we also know that this battle is, numbers are going to be key, right? We know, particularly when it comes to the later time zone vulnerabilities for the 1DQ1 iHub, that we have, in US time zone, in many cases, we have achieved parity or near parity, and when all of this shit goes down, if they do successfully hack the iHub, and this thing comes out in near time or like late US time, it would come out late US time, I'm wrong about that, but the citadels are, of course, Euro timed. We need dudes and we need everybody to be ready to rock. So, some of the things that we need. We've talked about getting the carriers and the supers to the Theta Star. We've talked about doing move ops that'll be after the meta show. We don't want to like do a capital move op during the meta show. That would be hilariously bad. Dreads. And this is something that has not necessarily mattered for, I know that Dreadnought pilots, it's like, okay, well, you use use Haas in one instance, and maybe in one of the other keep stars, you've left your LR guns there or whatever. Every Dreadnought needs to have all three types of turrets with wherever your Dreadnought is. It needs to have them there such that you can swap as needed. If you just need to move your guns from one thing or another, you don't need to use your Dreadnought to do that. You can use a fucking, just put it in a hauler, be sensible, utilize the move ops, don't do these things alone and get killed like an idiot because we need to have all of our shit ready to rock where it is required. Now, one of the things we want to talk about here next is actually bookmarks, because there are a bunch of locations that individually you will want to have bookmarks ready for this. We don't know if it's going to happen in the next few days. We don't know if it's going to happen next week. But when the time comes, if you have not done the preparation, you will not be able to do this in time. So here are some of the areas that we need to make sure that people have bookmarks. We'll be posting this and we will be helping people with it. So let me go through this. And again, when I say personal bookmarks, this is important. I believe we're actually going to have a class on how to do bookmarks and stuff shortly. I remember hearing in Illum somebody saying that they're going to be running a training class on exactly how to do that. But here's where you need bookmarks. You need to have personal bookmarks 500 kilometers off every Stargate, every iHub, every Keepstar, and every Fortizar in the 1DQ1 constellation. Maybe not every Fortizar in 1DQ1, right? Because there's tribute forts there, and it's a bit insane. Just pick a few. Once you have finished that individually, then you can go through those things and start making more above, below, behind, left, right, etc. But the main thing is that if there is going to be a 1DQ1 fight, which there has to be, because if the enemy does not attack 1DQ1, congratulations, we've won the war, because eventually we'll just purge these motherfuckers and that'll be that. They have to come at 1DQ1. You will not have time to make these bookmarks. They need to be personal bookmarks, because if you rely on somebody else's, it's just not going to work. So I'm going to copy and paste this here from the edge. I change the formatting. Let me check something else. I need to unmute this dude. All right, Adj, could you talk a little bit about this in some more detail, please? Tell people what to do.
What you pasted in Elysium covers it for the most part. You know, go make your own bookmarks. Don't use other people's bookmarks. The whole point of this is everybody has unique ones so that it's not easy to hostiles, you know, find the court bookmark that all of you are using and then just pop a dictor on it. So burn your own. Don't everybody burn straight above or below, you know, go at angles. And the listing of what you need to bookmark is listed there. Do that for the 1DQ constellation. So every system in the constellation.
All right. Let me take a look at some questions here. So there's a comment about in case they never attack 1DQ1. You are to prepare for them to attack 1DQ1. The enemy has said on their town halls and whatever that they are going to be attacking 1DQ1. And right now, Legacy is having their shit burned down. We're having our shit burned down in Delve 2. But that means that soon it's going to be time for fuck or walk. Either the enemy has to come at us, and they have told everybody that they will. We must prepare for it. Simply being complacent and assuming that the enemy is not going to attack 1DQ1 is utterly foolish. We are the defenders, and preparation wins wars. We have ample time at the rate that Legacy and PanFam are going to make sure that we have this prepared appropriately. But if we just sit on our asses, we don't do the work, we don't do the move ops, we don't do defense in depth in terms of caches, in terms of at an individual pilot level, you need to have these bookmarks so you can get around when this whole thing turns into a siege world, right? Like, this is going to turn into fucking all of this is trenches and fire. You're going to need to be able to get around. We're going to stay here. We're going to fucking fight for this thing. And I believe that we're going to fucking win this. And one of the reasons why we are going to win this is we're going to take it absolutely seriously. And we're going to go fucking ham with the prep. We are going to doomsday prep the fuck out of this. And if our enemies pussy out, great, whatever. I don't think they will. I think they will be forced to attack it. And then this is a great opportunity for us to ruin them. So that's where we're going. And so what we're talking about is if you can't afford battleships, if you own, like if you're a logistics pilot and you typically fly a Logi, what I want people to do is to increase their stockpiles of fitted Doctrine ships of the kind that they are comfortable flying and used to doing in the Imperial Palace, such that when you lose a ship, you can immediately grab a new one. You don't have to wait for reimbursement and stuff like that. I understand that not everybody has the capital to be able to do that in terms of ISK. I also understand that that is going to look different for everyone. If you are a newbie and you're like, I fly Vigils, well, we can get you 10 Vigils or you can get you 10 Vigils. You can figure out a way to do this. Find what you do, and instead of going, I keep, you know, I don't know, it depends upon the pilot. Maybe some of you already have 10 battleships in 1DQ1. Maybe you're the kind of person that usually has one or two Doctrine ships and then churns through them and doesn't really have that much of a thing. The 1DQ1 and the 1DQ1 constellation battles are going to be a mega grind, the kind of mega grind that we have been waiting for a very long time. Right. This has been kind of boring waiting for these guys to get to the point where we have another huge fuckfest battle, and they have to have a huge fuckfest battle with us here. We know where they have to go. We know when they have to attack roughly. We know the hard points. We know the terrain. It is on us if we fuck this up, and it is on all of us. All of us, if we fuck this up, we need to make sure our fits are correct, our ships are in the right place, that we have deeper caches, which is something that G-Ship has been doing a fantastic job of doing, as well as at an individual level, making sure that you double or triple and gradually grow this, right? So maybe you can only get 5 battleships today, but every day that the enemy does not attack 1DQ1, you find a way to gradually increase that. There is never going to be a situation where preparing too much for an attack on 1DQ1 is the wrong answer. There's never a situation where over-preparing for an attack that we know must come is the wrong answer. The wrong answer, the failure, the error would to be assume that Pappy is just not going to attack us, or assume, oh, the defenses are too hard. Think about it like this. How many of you, if your carriers and your dreadnoughts had to be deployed in combat right now, had everything absolutely correct? Now, sure, some of you who are super invested and super engaged and have not been taking breaks or relaxing, some of you are there. You are ready to rock. You have all of your shit. But you should check anyway, because maybe you don't actually have all your turrets where you think they are. You need to figure this shit out for yourself. And a lot of people, it's been a bit since they made sure that their fighters were topped up. So we are going to fix all of these things. And then once we have everything correct, we're going to double, triple, and quadruple the level of depth of that defense. Once we get things correct, then we just keep adding to it. And that way, every day that the enemy fails to attack us, then that defense gets harder and more costly for them. And our odds of success, which I think are already great, will increase even more, because if Pappy sits on their asses for this and we all end up with 20 fucking Baltex in our hangars ready to rock, fucking bring it, right? So that's where we're going. I have a few other things to talk about besides our preparations for the defense of 1DQ1 and what we're going to be doing. Again, there will be a move op. When I say move ops, we're talking about helping get your carriers, your dreadnoughts, your super carriers where they need to be in after the meta show. So in approximately an hour and a half from now, we will be doing those move ops. We will also be doing move ops tomorrow in a slightly earlier time slot to make it easy for Euros that were missing this one to be able to get where they need to go. This is going to be a recurring thing. We do not want people warping foolishly between Keepstars on their own. In general, if you have to wonder whether you're warping between Keepstars, don't do it. Never warp directly between these keeps with a capital ship. You will get owned. Don't be that guy. Wait for the move ops. Don't be stupid. Some people will be stupid. Don't worry about it. When you see some idiot losing something stupid, don't go, oh, wow, my dick or my tits are shrinking now because somebody else fucked something up. Just learn from their example. Don't be that person, right? Okay, so I want to answer questions about 1DQ1 prep and what we're going to be doing there before we move on to talk about some of the other more normal fireside topics, like what we're doing with the proto squads and some of the other shit that's going on. Questions about Megathrons or Rokes. We want you to have both, because there are different scenarios where in some situations we're going to need the mobility of the Baltex, and in some situations we're going to need the static defense capacity of the rocks. So if you have to have a choice of that, we want a one-to-one thing. If you can manage to have 10 fitted fucking battleships in your hangar, have 5 Baltex and 5 rocks. Go that way. Questions about dreads. Staying in the First Imperial Palace, that's just fine. Make sure that whatever dreads you have all 3 types of turrets. If you find in a scenario where we really need a different type of turret and you don't have it, and it's 10% tie-dye, and there's thousands and thousands of people fighting in 1DQ1, it's too late. You need to have this preparation way before the actual fight begins. Leave your dreads where you are, where they are, as the edge is saying. Leave your dreads currently where they are. Have all the turrets in the same station as your dread hall. Some people have dreads in the Theta Star, and that's fine. The dreads can be in slightly different places. Keep them where they currently are. Just make sure you have your turrets where they're with them, so you can fucking use the dreadnought properly. Many of us have unused old doctrine ships. Might there be use for those at some point? Potentially. It depends upon the ship. We're going to be continuing to use hacks, so obviously we're not saying only do battleships. In things outside of 1DQ1, we're going to be continuing to use our existing doctrines. But when it comes to, particularly for 1DQ1 defense, we're not saying, hey, you need to have 10 Munins. We're saying you need to have as much as you can for 1DQ1 defense specific doctrines, things that you could expect there. So battleships, faxes, dreads, carriers, supers, whole nine yards. Not going to be talking about where we're putting Titans on a fireside. You can talk in the appropriate channels. Good question. But there's also going to be a lot of this. If you have questions, we are going to be doing move ops in an hour and a half, so after the meta show. So ask in the appropriate Cap and Super and Titan channels. And also on the move ops, we're going to do this. We are going to be trying to make this as easy as possible for you. It is going to be difficult. It'll be a few days until we have the automated doctrine fitting tool. I'm very excited about that. It's going to be something that some of our enemies already do. We need to catch up on this. So you'll be able to copy and paste like your dreadnought or your care fitting into a browser window, press a button, and it'll tell you, here are the three things that need to be changed. Do this, and do this. And then your carrier will be up to spec. And that is something that we are looking to expand from just cap stuff also to subcap doctrines, because it'll make it a lot easier for everyone to know whether their shit is correct. We do not have that now. That will be in probably a few days. So you're going to have to look at your shit like an adult today to figure your stuff out. We are going to try to make that easier though, so people know. Will there be a move op for AUTZ? There are going to be move ops basically in every major time zone we can to prepare for this. 1DQ1, and here's another thing, guys. You'll notice that in terms of the broadcast that we're sending for pings, we are looking at broadcasts we are sending to just in general for ops. We are looking for opportunities to kill the bad guys. If we can get them another slip up like M2, where we have an opportunity to take a super cap fight, we're going to do it. But if you are seeing pings and you're like super fragged and burned out or whatever, make sure you're focusing on 1DQ1. That is really what is going to decide this war one way or another. Either we get all of our shit burned down, or we own these motherfuckers, give them the finger, and take all of our shit back. And 1DQ1 is going to be the turning point. So if you are in a burned out space and you're like looking at broadcasts and stuff like that, look and wait and observe for the fucking all caps screaming pings. Because when you see us going all caps ham, this is truly a scenario where we need everyone ready to man the walls. And when those crazy screaming, holy shit pings come over the top, we will need you to drop what you're doing to turn up for this, because this is what is going to decide the war. Either we win or we die, and it's going to be in 1DQ1. So. And also US time zone, I have to brag on the guys. They've been doing a fucking fantastic job because US time zone is the one that is defending the iHub. And we have noticed that our numbers have been going up more and more, and the Pappy side has been going down. So that is one of the reasons why we believe that the bad guys were aiming for a... Actually, I don't want to talk about this on a fireside. But the point is this. It is critically important. The guys are doing very well. Dig in and get ready. EUTZ is on Citadel defense. So the Citadel timers are in EU. Sov timers, and there's very few Sov timers left on our side, are in US. And so the main thing in 1DQ1 is that iHub and defending the 1DQ1 iHub, because if we get that hacked, that's really bad news. The ADM needs to stay at maximum. It takes like a full, almost an hour for these motherfuckers to hack it. It's on a iHub that has a delightful little Fortizar there waiting for them. And that is the focus of the defense to begin with. All right. Will there be battleship handouts if we have no stock left? We have very deep caches. We intend to utilize those caches. The defense of 1DQ1 is fucking Armageddon in this war. After months and months and months of coward bullshit, eventually these motherfuckers are going to have to fuck or walk. We have won the super cap fights, and they say they want to burn our capital system down and destroy us and tear you away from each other and destroy our community and spit on everything that you've built. Well, fuck them. We are going to utilize everything we have. In case you haven't noticed, in the environment of asset safety, I have not taken us to Saarinen. I have not pulled us out of the fire. I will not pull us out of the fire because I believe that we will win this war, and I believe that we will win this war in 1DQ1. We will make it so fucking costly for them to try. We will make their fucking blood rain from the sky, which I always thought was a very cheesy line in that shitty D&D movie with Jeremy Irons. We will make their blood rain from the sky. But in this fucking scenario, this is where we use everything. In an asset safety environment, I am willing to throw absolutely everything that we have prepared in 1DQ1, because why the fuck wouldn't we? This is what we built it for. This is why we have these stockpiles. This is why we have the fax cache. This is why we have built all of these battleships. We are going to utilize everything, because I would rather have it used in anger in combat. As long as there are members of the Imperium willing to fight and kill and grab another ship and fight and kill some more until we have nothing left, because fuck these people and fuck puppies. So yeah, we're going to use all of our caches. We're going to hand out everything. We are going to go ham, because why the fuck not? All right. I've told you guys this from the beginning. There is no evacuation. It's win or die. Everything we have built, everything that we have, we are going to use to shoot the fucking puppies until the last goon is, as long as there is at least one or two of you willing to shoot these motherfuckers, we're going to keep doing it, right? 1DQ1 is the place. That is where the line will be drawn in this war. Everything is going to pivot on their attack on 1DQ1, and we will be ready. That is our task. Okay. On a lighter note, we are going to be changing things up with squads. It's kind of a difficult shift to go from Fire and Brimstone, but we have some news that people need to be aware of in addition to the defense of 1DQ1. So the Fire and Brimstone phase of the Fireside is over. In terms of what we're doing next, we've already given you some marching orders. Those marching orders will be repeated on the move ops, which are going to be in an hour and a half. We're going to be talking about the second founding squads. Three of them, the ones that we founded 2 weeks ago, they have picked names. But one of the first things we realized is that these groups are too small, right? We started out with not enough people in them. So sometime in the next hour or so, Innominate is going to be working some magic, and we are going to be injecting 200 more people into each of these groups. The names are not fixed. They have chosen their names. Only one of those squads has chosen their leadership. We did not start them with enough social critical mass. So we're going to be shoving more dudes into those. You will be receiving Jabber invites into those. They will be normal squads, and you can go whichever way you need to go with that. You can join them, you can leave them. Eventually, they'll be able to recruit. They've got their own subforms. So look for that. If you get an invite into Humiliation Squad, Fart Squad, Mosquito Squad, whatever it ends up being, you are going to be one of that next group of 600, and we're going to see where that goes after that. Let me take some questions. I believe that is actually it as far as items. All right, I am seeing questions about, like, buying Dreadnoughts, buying Titans. Obviously, there's a run on that because everyone has, I mean, we, I think, bought an insane amount of Titans as well. Everybody tried to grit all the Titans, all the Dreadnoughts, everything that they could when the information about the CCP changes came down. I mean, it is purely that. Like, if you have a Titan pilot ready but you do not have a Titan, that sucks. That's a supply chain situation for the entire fucking game right now. I'm not going to blow smoke up your ass and tell you some sort of bedtime story about how there's magically going to be a Titan under your pillow. They either exist or they don't when they're there. Let me see this. Okay. That seems to be it. Most of the questions that we had earlier are things that are going to get solved on these move ops. Most of this is just a matter of getting out there and doing the needful. I really want to emphasize to you the importance of doing the fucking personal bookmarks. I'm going to reiterate this because you will regret it if you do not, right? This is one of those things where people tell you to go make bookmarks. I'm sure there's court books, so sure you don't have to do this. When 1DQ1 is getting hit, you will not have time to have these things. It will be too late and you will regret it. Also, it's a useful skill. If you want to think about developing your F2 and you have never gone through and figured out how to make perches all through 1DQ1 Constellation, this is an opportunity for you to level up your skills and figure something out. So again, to reiterate, everyone needs personal bookmarks, 500 clicks off every Stargate, every iHub, every Keepstar, and pick a few Fortizars in 1DQ1, because there's 40 of them. And then once you finish doing that, go through and make more above, below, left, and right. Do not rely on court bookmarks. Do not rely on anything besides your own. You need, as an EVE player, to develop the skills of being able to get these fucking bookmarks. Anyway, now is a good time if you haven't done that. When 1DQ1 is hit, it will be too late. So all of this preparation work, defense in depth, we will be using everything. So if it ends up being a battle that lasts a fucking week, whatever. We're just going to go and go and go and go and go until there is nothing left that we can throw at the fucking pubbies. Now, I believe that they will break long before that point, but you all need to understand, this is what we're doing. Moving sucks. We're going to fight to the fucking last, and then we're going to keep fighting because screw these people. So, we have a shitload of work to do. There are going to be move ops beginning in an hour and 20 minutes. So you have between now and then to prepare to check your carrier fittings, to check where your dreads guns are, to check your supers, to make sure that you have the fighters that are appropriate, to make sure that you have the fits that are appropriate, to make sure that your fuel bays are topped up, to make sure that your shit is correct after M2, because I imagine a lot of people do not have their shit correct. Get it fixed. Start building up your cache of personal doctrine ships that you can use for the defense of 1DQ1, particularly battleships. If you can fly rocks and Baltics, 1-to-1 ratio. Go deep. And every week that the enemy gives us, I don't think they're going to give us more than a couple weeks. I suspect that they might hit 1DQ1 as soon as within the next 7 days. We need to be prepared. And if they give us more time to prepare, we will utilize that time by getting more fucking guns, more ships, and being more ready. So that is where we are. The invites for the proto squads have gone out now. So if you're a part of that group of 600 people that are being added to the three new squads, good luck. God bless. You should have received those invites on Jabber. As Azriel is pointing out here, CCP Aurora just put out a directional scanner tutorial on her Twitter. Go take a look. Thank you for coming. Let's get to work. There is a bunch of work to do. We're going to be doing move ops in every time zone we can. Look for pings. If you see screaming alarms about 1DQ1, all caps, drop what you're doing, man the fucking walls. I will see you all next week. Get the fuck to work. Let's do this.